exactly 1:52. That's excellent.
King to Rook 2.
King to Rook 2.
Queen to King 4.
Queen to King 4.
Congratulations, sir. A brilliant coup.
Siamese fighting fish, fascinating creatures, brave but on the whole stupid. Yes, they're stupid. Except for the occasional one such as we have here, who lets the other two fight. While he waits. Waits until the survivor is so exhausted that he cannot defend himself. And then, like Spectre, he strikes.
I find the parallel amusing.
Our organization did not arrange for you to come over from the Russians just for amusement, number three. Come in, Kronstein. Sit down, number three, while we listen to what number five has devised for us.
I hope Kronstein's efforts as director of planning will continue to be as successful as his chess.
They will be. According to your instructions, I've planned for Spectre to steal from the Russians their new lector decoding machine. For this, we need the services of a female member of the Russian cryptograph section in Turkey and the help of the British Secret Service. Naturally, neither the Russians nor the British will be aware that they are now working for us.
Number three, is your section ready to carry out Kronstein's directives?
Yes, number one. The operation will be organized according to Kronstein's plan. I have selected a suitable girl from the Russian consulate in Istanbul. She's capable, cooperative, and her loyalty to the state is beyond question.
And you're absolutely sure she believes you're still head of operations for Soviet intelligence?
It is most unlikely she would know I'm now working for Spectre. Moscow has kept my defection secret from everyone but a few members of the Presidium.
For your sake, I hope so. Kronstein, you are sure this plan is foolproof?
Yes, it is. Because I have anticipated every possible variation of countermove.
But what makes you think that M, the head of British intelligence, will oblige you by falling in with your plan?
For the simple reason that this is so obviously a trap. My reading of the British mentality is that they always treat a trap as a challenge. And in any case, they couldn't possibly pass up even the slightest chance of getting their hands on the lector decoder. They have wanted one for years.
Mm-hmm. All that you say could be true. What else?
As an added refinement, I think that Spectre will probably have the chance of a personal revenge for the killing of our operative, Dr. No. Because the man the British will almost certainly use on a mission of this sort would be their agent, James Bond.
Let his death be a particularly unpleasant and humiliating one.
Good. I shall put my plan into operation straight away. And there will be no failure.
Spectre Island.
Great honor.
I hope you had a pleasant flight.
My time is limited. Is the man I requested ready?
His dossier.
Good. Donald Grant, convicted murderer, escaped Dartmoor prison in 1960, recruited in Tangier in 1962. Excellent. Where is he now?
At the lake.
Bring him to my office, will you?
Take me to the lake.
Through the training area. This Grant's one of the best men we've ever had. Homicidal, paranoiac, superb material. Though his methods were a little crude, his response to our training and indoctrination have been remarkable.
is useful, but there is no substitute for experience.
I agree. We use live targets as well.
Call him.
Grant!
He seems fit enough. Have him report to me in Istanbul in 24 hours.
Эва, Бабаяна,
Елена Анджелера. Ты серьезно не хочешь пойти с нами? Мы уходим.
Мне нужно пойти за покупками.
Увидимся позже в столе. Не опоздай. До свидания.
До свидания.
До свидания.
Lüften. Zinkeruli Han.
Soldan birinci kapı.
Merci.
Bir şey değil.
Of State Security, Tatiana Romanova.
Come in. You know who I am?
Colonel Kleb, head of operations for SNESH. I saw you once in Moscow when I worked for the English decoding room.
Did you tell anyone at the consulate you were coming here?
No, the message said
yes, I know. I sent it. Your work record is excellent. The state is proud of you.
Thank you, Comrade Colonel.
Take off your jacket. Turn around. You're a fine-looking girl. Sit down. I see you trained for the ballet.
But I grew an inch over the regulation height, and so?
And then you have had the three lovers.
What is the purpose of such an intimate question?
You are not here to ask questions. You forget to whom you're speaking.
I was in love.
And if you were not in love?
I suppose that would depend on the man.
Sensible answer. This man, for instance.
I cannot tell. Perhaps if he was kind and kulturni.
Corporal, I have selected you for a most important assignment. Its purpose is to give false information to the enemy. If you complete it successfully, you will be promoted. From now on, you will do anything he says.
And if I refuse?
Then you will not leave this room alive.
I will obey your orders.
Good. Now, these are your instructions. You report to me here.
Yes.
But the consulate security man must not know that I'm in Istanbul. This is classified far above his level.
I will say nothing to
anyone.
If
you do, you will be shot. Come, my dear. You are very fortunate to have been chosen for such a simple, delightful duty. A real labor of love. As we say.
From Russia.
Great sport, this.
What did you say?
I said it's great sport, this bunting.
I couldn't agree with him more.
I may even give up golf for it.
Oh, really? Not quite.
Souvenir from another jealous woman?
Yes. But I haven't turned my back on one since. Excuse me.
What?
Give me my shirt, will you?
What's going on?
I have to make a phone call.
But we haven't eaten yet. I'm starving.
Come in, Univex. James Bond here. Over.
He's been asking for you all morning. Where in the world are you, James?
Well, I've just been reviewing an old case.
Oh, so I'm an old case now, am I?
Shh, it's the office. Tell him on my way, will you?
He is not on his way.
Sylvia, behave. We'll do this again some other time soon.
Do what? Last time you said that, you went off to Jamaica. I haven't seen you for 6 months.
I'll be there in an hour.
I'll tell him. Hey, your old case sounds interesting, James.
Make that an hour and a half. Now, about that lunch. For my next miracle, I...
It'll be a miracle if he can explain where he's been all day.
But I've never even heard of a Tatiana Romanova.
Ridiculous, isn't it?
It's absolutely crazy.
Of course, girls do fall in love with pictures of film stars.
But not a Russian cipher clerk with a file photo of a British agent. Unless she's mental. No, it's some sort of trap.
Well, obviously it's a trap. And the bait is a cipher machine. A brand new lector.
A lector, no less. The CIA's been after one of those for years.
Yes, so have we. When she contacted Kerim Bey, head of Station T Turkey, and told him she wanted to defect, she said she'd turn it over to us on one condition. That you went out of Istanbul and brought her and the machine back to England. Here's a snapshot Kerim managed to get of her.
Well, I don't know too much about cryptography, sir, but Alector could decode their top secret signals. The whole thing's so fantastic, it just could be true.
That had occurred to me. Besides, the Russians haven't been up to any tricks recently.
Well, really, I'm not too busy at the moment, sir.
You're booked on the 8:30 plane in the morning. If there's any chance of us getting a lector, we simply must look into it.
Suppose when she meets me in the flesh, I don't come up to expectations.
Just see that you do. Miss Moneypenny, ask the equipment officer to come in, please. Q Branch has put together a smart-looking piece of luggage for us. We're issuing this to all 00 personnel.
An ordinary black leather case with 20 rounds of ammunition here and here. Now, if you take the top off, you'll find the ammunition inside. On the side here, flat throwing knife. Press that button there, and out she comes. Inside the case, you'll find an AR-7 folding sniper's rifle, 0.25 caliber, with an infrared telescopic sight. Then, if you pull out these straps, inside are 50 gold sovereigns, 25 in either side. Now, watch very carefully. An ordinary tin of talcum powder. Inside, a tear gas cartridge. That goes in the case against the side here like that. It's magnetized so it won't fall. Shut the case. Now, normally to open a case like that, you move the catches to the side. If you do, the cartridge will explode in your face. Now, to stop the cartridge exploding, turn the catches horizontally, like that. Then, open normally. Now you try it.
Turn the catches like that.
That's right.
And open ordinarily?
You got it?
Yes, I think so.
Is that all, sir?
Yes, thanks very much.
Joe? That's a nasty little Christmas present. But I shouldn't think I need it on this assignment, sir.
All the same, take it with you. Good luck, 007.
Thank you, sir.
Once more onto the bridge, dear friends.
And one plane ticket. Lucky man. I've never been to Istanbul.
You've never been to Istanbul?
No.
Well, the moonlight on the Bosphorus is irresistible.
Maybe I should get you to take me there someday. I've tried everything else.
Darling Moneypenny, you know I never even look at another woman.
Oh, really, James?
Mm-hmm. Let me tell you the secret of the world.
Miss Moneypenny, ask 007 to leave the photograph. I'm sure he'll recognize the lady when he sees her.
Hello, London. Your flight PA1 just landed Istanbul.
Mr. Bond, the security. Kerim Bey sent a car for you, sir.
Oh, fine. Can I borrow a match?
I use a lighter.
It's better still.
Until they go wrong.
Exactly.
I'll get the car, sir.
Kerim Bey suggested that you see him before going to the hotel, sir. Would that be convenient?
Fine. I suppose it's customary to have people pinning you in these parts.
Oh, yes, sir. Today it's Citroen H31854 on duty. They're Bulgarians working for the Russians. They follow us, we follow them. It's a sort of understanding we have.
That's very friendly. For sending the car, but it does rather tie you in with me.
You're in the Balkans now, Mr. Bond. The game with the Russians is played a little differently here. The day-to-day routine matters. We don't make it too difficult to keep a tab on each other.
So I gathered from your chauffeur. He's a rather intelligent young man, by the way.
He should be. He's my son. Coffee?
Medium sweet.
Two medium sweet. He also is my son. All of my key employees are my sons. Blood is the best security in this business.
You must have quite an establishment here.
Biggest family payroll in Turkey. Not bad for a man who started life breaking chains and bending bars with his teeth in a circus. But let's talk about this business of yours.
Well, M thinks I'm wasting my time here.
And so do I. This is an old friend of mine, and it tells me something smells.
Maybe. But if there's a chance of getting a lector. Now, you tell me, where can I contact this girl?
She said she would make her own arrangements. You'll just have to wait. Ah.
Thank you. My friend, if you really want my advice, you should spend a few pleasant days with us here in Istanbul, and then go home.
James Bond, your reservation book.
Ah, Mr. Bond, your room is ready. Number 32.
32 for Mr. Bond.
Hope you enjoy your stay.
Thank you.
Only this.
Sure. Thank you, sir. Mr. Bond here.
Yes?
I'm afraid the room won't do.
I'm sorry.
The bed's too small.
One moment, sir. Did you hear that?
Tell him that's all there is, unless he would like the bridal suite.
I'm sorry, sir. That's all we have available, except the bridal suite.
Well, let's have a look at it. I may like it.
The porter will show it to you. He will be up immediately.
Good.
Work. Who can the Russians suspect but the British? The Cold War in Istanbul will not remain cold very much longer.
Ali Karim Bey. Ali Karim Bey. Ali Karim Bey.
You are not glad to see me this morning, Cherie?
Overjoyed.
I no longer please you.
Be still. Back to the salt mines.
Careful with those papers.
Well, who won?
I had visitors. Limpet mine on the wall outside. Time to catch me at my desk. But by good fortune, I was relaxing on the settee for a few moments. The girl left me hysterics.
Found your technique too violent?
I cannot understand a sudden breach of the truce. It's unlike our Russian friends to break the peace this way.
Most inconsiderate. I think my visit might have something to do with it.
Let's try and find out. Close up afterwards.
Quite a place you've got here.
The Emperor Constantine built it as a reservoir 1600 years ago.
Really?
Here.
My daily exercise, at 11 in the morning, at 3 in the afternoon.
Try her up, will you? Mind your head now. Underneath the Russian consulate. A present from your navy. Our friends were turned out while the Public Works Ministry conducted a survey. The story was that the heavy traffic was shaking the foundations. By the time the place was declared safe, I had this installed.
I can see everything M said about you is right.
Oh, why I stay in this mad business?
Though it could be that you find selling rugs a bore.
My friend, you should be a mind reader. Head of the table is General Vasily. Director of Military Intelligence. On his left, Kozlovsky, Chief of Security. Opposite him, Benz, one of his agents. I can't see the face of the other man, the one the general is shouting at.
Well, he's giving him a hell of a blowing up for something.
It's too bad we can't hear as well as see.
Tell me. Does our girl Romanova ever come to this room?
Sometimes, with messages.
I can see the face of the other man now.
Krylenko. So he's back. Another Bulgarian they use as a killer. Just the man for the limpet mine job. I've had trouble with him before. But he's stayed out of Istanbul for over a year now. Take a look. You should remember him. This man kills for pleasure.
Nice face. Just a moment. A girl's just come in.
Probably Romanova. She's the only one who's allowed to. How does she look to you?
Well, from this angle, things are shaping up nicely. I'd like to see her in the flesh. Yes. Could you get me a plan of that place?
I wish I could.
But there must be the original architect's drawing registered somewhere.
I'll get on to that. Now,
I need a little time to deal with this stinking Krylenko.
It will be better if you didn't stay at the hotel tonight. Come.
I see now why you keep the Rolls.
One of my sons is driving it, with two dummies in the back. In the opposite direction. They'll follow it for hours. You like my gypsy friends. I use them like the Russians use the Bulgars. I'm afraid it's created a blood feud between them.
Now, Kerem Bey, what's going on this?
Hello, Krylenko.
Да, будем там через пять минут. Пойдем.
Merhaba Kerem Bey. Çok kötü bir akşamda geldiniz. Ama Havre'ye gidip sorayım bir.
It seems we've come on the wrong night. Two girls in love with the same man have threatened to kill each other. It must be settled the gypsy way. As I'm an old friend of the family, I think we'll be allowed to stay.
Buyurun.
We are bidden to table. I hope you're good at eating with your fingers.
Kerem Bey! Merhaba!
Ah, rakı. Filthy stuff.
Buyurun, efendim.
Oh, Tescaderum.
Persitigum.
Safer per venisse ciò minotaurum dio.
Thank you.
Check, sir. Deborah.
Yes, sir.
Etienne, Sandra.
No matter what happens now, say and do nothing.
Kandavanoza bitirnis artic. And in this anunda, Rezimizen, Ulula Temin, Evene Jane Karar, Verebilsinle.
The elders of the tribe will then decide who in the end will marry the chief's son.
Udomuzora, Sevgelime, Elamdana la Jaxa. Elerum, Ja.
She's saying that,
yes. Yes, I think I got it without the subtitles.
Forget it!
Tenko?
No. Just a minute. Here. Thank you. You fought well. I am nothing but a clumsy old man. You're making one of the wounded Bulgars talk.
Karimbe! Krilenko fishing Dady DR.
It was me they were after. Why would they want me out of the way? Tomorrow we will have to find Krilenko's hideout.
No. Meantime, I'll take care of this filthy stuff.
Or no, Arlom Olerak. Kabul! Echeme Suile!
Lavra thanks you for saving his life. You are now his son.
Well, thank you. I'd like to ask him a favor. Could you stop the girl fight?
Kavgayet Meseler Dior. Jungreo, my sejin. Chokyumushek? Ama Kabul.
He says your heart is too soft to be a real gypsy. But he lets you decide the matter.
As if I didn't have enough problems.
Barbara said for you to decide.
So decide.
They're both yours.
Might take some time. That package at the hotel.
It's on the seat.
Thank you.
Twice that Krilenko has tried to kill me. The third time he will succeed. Unless I get him first. And that I'll do tonight.
Not with that arm, you won't. You'd better leave it to me.
I'm already too much in your debt.
How can a friend be in debt? Here.
Infrared lens. Sons. They will ring his doorbell. He has a private escape hatch. Try this for size. Do you notice anything?
Not yet.
She has a lovely mouth, that Anita.
Yes, I see what you mean.
Harm or no harm, I have to pull that trigger.
You think you can? You've got one shot, remember?
It'll have to do.
Quick, he's coming.
Pays many debts.
She should have kept her mouth shut.
Mm-hmm.
Hello? Breakfast for one at 9, please. Green figs, yogurt, coffee, very black. Thank you.
You look surprised. I thought you were expecting me.
So you're Tatiana Romanova.
My friends call me Tanya.
Mine call me James Bond. Well, now that we've been properly introduced.
Careful. Guns upset me.
I'm sorry. I'm a bit upset myself.
You look just like your photograph.
You're one of the most beautiful girls I've ever seen.
Thank you. But I think my mouth is too big.
No, it's the right size. For me, that is. Yes. Is it here?
What?
The decoding machine, Lecter.
Must we talk about it now?
Or is it at the Russian consulate?
Oh, yes.
Yes. I would need a plan of the place. If you could get one, we could meet at the San Sofia Mosque, like we were tourists.
Why don't you ask me that? Later.
Now what are you looking for?
The scar. You see, I know all about you. From your file.
Oh, you do? Well, I hope you're not disappointed.
I will tell you in the morning.
Now approaching the most interesting corner of St. Sophia, including these two great red porphyry columns stolen and brought from Egypt. In front of them, the alabaster urn was brought from Bergama, a famous historical city near Smyrna. Dates back from the Alexander the Great period. About 1648, Sultan Murad IV brought it from Bergamo. It was used as an ablution fountain. It contains 1,000 liters of water. Right after the ablution fountain, we are going to a highly interesting column our dad known for centuries as the Saint Sophia wishing column. Tens of thousands of people have wished here, putting their right hand and middle finger in the hole. By the way, the Basilica of Saint Sophia was hammered.
I promise you, it wasn't one of my men who killed him.
Well, he didn't die of old age. All I know is that it saved me a job. Once he'd seen the girl, she was obviously compromised, and so...
And he wasn't killed because of that.
Let's just say that Istanbul's a rough town. Now, let's see how Tanya's map of the Russian consulate compares with your architect's plans. This is the conference room of the Russian consulate. Oh, that checks. And this here's the communication room. That's the same. Now, she says she works there with the lector every day between 2 and 3.
How is she going to get the machine over to us?
Oh, she's leaving that to me. She'll do anything I say.
Anything. My dear James, you're not using this. It all sounds too easy to me. We don't even know if she's telling the truth.
Well, I intend to find out.
Where? In the hotel?
No, she won't go there again. She says it's too dangerous.
The old game. Give a wolf a taste, then keep him hungry. My friend, she's got you dangling.
Well, that doesn't matter. All I want is that lector.
All? Are you sure that's all you want?
Well.
Lovely view.
James, we must leave here now. If that agent reports my meeting you...
Don't worry, he won't.
But you don't understand, it's a danger. James, look up.
Smile. Another one, further back. About the machine...
That's all you are interested in. Not me.
The business first.
I know. Once you have got what you want.
I haven't got it yet. But if you tell me about the machine, well, afterwards we won't always be working on the company's time.
All right. What do you want to know?
Talk into this. Answer my questions quietly, but clearly. How large is the machine?
Like a typewriter.
Weight?
About 10 kilos. In a brown case. Brown like your eyes.
Keep it technical. Self-calibrating or manual?
Both.
with an inbuilt compensator. James, couldn't we?
Not now. Talk into the camera. How many keys?
Symbol or code keys?
Both.
There are 24 symbols, 16 code keys. It is inserted in a slot, and the message comes out in a paper roll from another slot on the other side. The mechanism is... Oh, James. Will you make love to me all the time in England?
Day and night. Go on about the mechanism.
Oh, yes, the mechanism. Once, when it was being repaired, I saw the insides. There were many perforated discs, made, I think, of copper, with a small light. Dushka, tell me the truth. Am I as exciting as all those Western girls?
Oh, once when I was with Anne in Tokyo, we had an interesting experience.
Thank you, Miss Moneypenny. That's all.
Later.
Those copper discs and the light.
Oh, the light. James, come closer. I want to whisper something.
Go on with what you're telling me. No, not that. The mechanism.
Miss Moneypenny, as you're no doubt listening, perhaps you take this cable. Text reads, merchandise appears genuine.
Stop. Go ahead with deal. Signed, M. Now all I have to do is to tell the girl the date.
The 13th?
The 14th. Visas?
Tom.
Thank you.
Берите. Исполняйте эту форму и принесите мне через 5 минут.
Да, спасибо.
Visa, please. Your clock, is it correct?
Always.
Of course.
I gotta get it.
Excuse me, you did say your clock was correct.
Russian clocks are always
This is only tear gas.
I thought it was for tomorrow, but today is the 13th, isn't it?
It's a hell of a time to be superstitious. Come on. Come on, quickly.
Тут узнаете, где здесь 12.30. Бережу, да.
M, the Russian security man.
Come on, never mind.
Here's one of them, and there's the other one. Passports. The pictures do not do you justice. I have rarely seen a handsomer couple.
Mr. and Mrs. David Somerset. Your name's Caroline.
Caroline? I like that name.
You're accompanying me on a business trip on the way back to Derbyshire.
To our children?
No children.
Not even one little boy?
Niet.
I like big families myself. In fact, my whole life has been a crusade for larger families.
So I heard. Tanya.
Yes?
Keep the door locked. I'll knock three times.
Okay.
I'll go see the conductor now.
You're sure he'll cooperate?
Oh, we've done business before. He'll stop the train near the Bulgarian frontier where my sons will be waiting with the car.
We'll be there about 6 o'clock.
And the airstrip?
20 miles.
Is chartered to Athens. You'll be in London tomorrow morning.
We'll drink to that in London.
So, we are really on our way to England.
Yes, for a lovely two-day honeymoon before us.
Honeymoon? And I have nothing to wear.
Huh? Your trousseau.
Oh, James.
One moment.
No, James, Jen. Oh, look.
There.
Ah, I will wear this one in Piccadilly.
You won't. They've just passed some new laws there. You're nearest.
Oh, all right.
Charming. Let's go to the restaurant car, James, for that drink.
Surely.
Charming.
We'll continue the fashion show later.
Everything's arranged for me to stop the train. We'll get off of the restaurant car. It's at that end.
Fine. We'll meet you there at 6 o'clock then.
Make it just a little later. But there are slight complications.
One of the Russian security men, Benz. He watches the airports and the stations. He's on the train.
But he wouldn't have had time to contact the consulate before he boarded.
Well, just in case, I'll keep him company for the next 2 hours until it's time to get off. Perhaps you'd like me to introduce you.
John.
Ticket control.
Be alarmed, my friend. We will make you as comfortable as possible.
Now I'm sure Commissar Benz will have a much safer journey.
Not mad about his tailor, are you?
You know, James, life in Istanbul will never be the same without you.
See you in the restaurant car.
I've had a particularly fascinating life. Would you like to hear about it?
You would.
You like it?
Yes. Does rather suit you.
I will save everything else for England.
It is 4 o'clock, you know.
This is not Courtourney in the afternoon. Even on the honeymoon. Then I will take it off.
I think we are talking across purposes again. Tanya.
Mm-hmm.
We better get dressed now.
Why?
It's almost six.
So?
Well, it's tea time.
We'll have it in here. We'll have all our meals here.
Yes, that would be splendid. But I've arranged to meet Karam in the restaurant car.
You go alone. I will stay here.
My dear Mrs. Somerset, we are supposed to be a respectable English couple. They would certainly have tea in the restaurant. Now listen. Just do as I say, will you?
Yes, James. But there are some English customs that are going to be changed.
But of course, darling.
Do I look right, Mr. Somerset?
Yes. Mrs. Somerset.
God, see what?
Somerset! Mrs. Somerset! You are the friend of Karim Bey?
Yes.
There's been a terrible accident. Please come with me.
No tea?
Later. Keep the door locked. They killed each other.
Must be kept quiet until we reach Trieste.
It will be difficult.
I'm sure. Karim Bey was a very important man. He has many influential friends. I'm sure they also will reward you.
I will try.
What is
Kerem's dead?
Dead?
Now I want the truth.
James, you're hurting me.
I'll do worse than that if you don't tell me. You're doing this under orders, I know. Where are they?
I don't know what you mean.
Liar.
Even if you kill me, I can say nothing. I did not know anything like Karim's death would happen. But when we get to England, I tell you.
Go on.
Oh, no.
Tanya, maybe they didn't let you in on all of it, but whatever you do know, tell me.
I know I love you, James. I love you.
Just tell me.
I love you. I love you. It's true.
Excuse me. Can I borrow a match?
I use a lighter.
Better still.
Until they go wrong.
My brother telephoned me. Why did the train not stop?
Well, I have some bad news. Your father's dead.
Who did it?
No. He took care of that himself. The other man died first. Now listen. I'll need some help to get across the frontier strip between Yugoslavia and Trieste. I want you to send a message to M in London. Tell him to send someone from Station Y to meet me in Zagreb, all right?
I will.
Good. Oh. I think you want these.
Oh. Monsieur Somerset, le train passe.
Thank you.
Sure.
The train is leaving.
Traveling to Somerset.
My God.
What kept you?
Oh, I'm so sorry. I only got M'soir an hour ago. I busted every record getting here.
What were M's orders?
Only to contact you and the lady on the train.
Good. Come this way.
Thank you.
This is my wife, Caroline, Captain Nash.
Oh, how do you do? I'm so pleased to meet you.
This way, Nash. Sit down, will you?
Thank you.
Been long in Yugoslavia?
About 3 years.
Interesting work?
Yes, sometimes. You know how it is, old man.
You look very fit, Nash.
Yes, I try to keep in shape. So what's our problem, sir?
Oh, I can't risk digging this through the customs at the Yugoslav-Trieste border.
No stops till then. We'll have to jump off.
Can you get us across?
Any of the opposition around?
I'm not in any condition to worry about.
Good. We'll make it. I know this territory like the back of my hand. Sir, do you mind if we have a bite to eat first? I've been on the go since breakfast.
No, of course not. Leave your things there. We'll go to the restaurant car. Caroline, you go on with Captain Nash to the restaurant car. I'll join there in a few minutes.
Whatever you say, old man. Excuse me.
Something had happened to you.
Voilà, monsieur.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I have the grilled sole. And for madame. What about you, Nash?
Yes, it sounds very nice. Make that 3 of those, will you?
Oui, monsieur.
I'll have a bottle of the Blanc de Blanc.
Oui, monsieur.
Make mine, Chianti.
Why Chianti, monsieur?
No, the red kind. Well, enjoy your dinner, old man. I think I've got the answer to our problems. Very simple, really.
Good.
We should reach the border in about an hour. Oh, I'm terribly sorry, Mrs. Somerset, but clumsy of me.
Waiter.
Monsieur.
Waiter.
That's
it, monsieur. Excuse me. Merci.
You'll find Trieste quite interesting. Of course, it's not London. Cheerio.
Cheerio.
I don't feel very well. My head.
Ladies, come over faint.
Me?
Bring her in here. Oh.
May I?
Oh. What's wrong with me?
Let's go next door.
Exhaustion, I'd say.
What was it? The stuff you put in a drink?
Chloral hydrate. Quick, but mild.
And?
Take it easy, 07. My escape route's only for one. What are you after? The girl or the lector?
All right. What is your plan?
Explain it better on a map. All right.
Now, we're here, you see. When we reach there, there's a steep gradient. The train slows down there.
We'll block the line, make for that main road, pick up a car there. A truck, in fact.
Well, that must be about 20 miles from here.
All right, now get up on your knees. Put your hands in your pockets. Keep them there.
Red wine with fish. Well, that should have told me something.
You may know the right wines. You're the one on your knees. How does it feel, old man?
Old man? Is that what you chaps in Smash call each other? Smash? Of course. Spectre. And it wasn't a Russian show at all. You've been playing us off against each other, haven't you? And it was Spectre who killed the Russian agent in the mosque. You?
Mm-hmm.
Karam and the other man?
Mm-hmm.
And Nash?
Oh, I don't mind talking. I get a kick out of watching the great James Bond find out what a bloody fool he's been making of himself. We're pros, Mr. Bond. We sweated your recognition code out of one of your men in Tokyo before he died. I've been keeping tabs on you. I've been your guardian angel. Saved your life at the gypsy camp.
Oh, yes. I'm much obliged.
We were keeping you alive until you could get us the lector.
So you had me delivered on a plate. That's brilliant. Go on, I'm fascinated.
Now that we've got it, you and the girl are expendable. Between here and Trieste.
The girl? Isn't she working for Spectre, too?
No. She thinks she's doing it all for Mother Russia. She takes her orders from Colonel Kleb.
Rosa Kleb's Russian. Head of operations for Smash.
Was. Kleb works for Spectre now. The girl doesn't know that.
Well, then why kill her?
Orders. It's only half of it, old man. Here's a roll of film. She'll have this in her handbag. And on you, they'll find this letter. It's from her, threatening to give the film to the press unless you marry her for helping you get the lector.
What film?
Taken in the bridal suite at your hotel. Something else the girl didn't know about. Or you.
Must be a pretty sick collection of minds to dream up a plan like that.
You see the headlines? British agent murders beautiful Russian spy, then commits suicide.
Tell me, which lunatic asylum did they get you out of?
Don't make it tougher on yourself. My orders are to kill you and deliver the lector. How I do, it's my business. It'll be slow and painful.
How much are they paying you?
What's it to you?
We'll double it.
Your word of honor? As an English gentleman? The first one won't kill you.
Not the second. Not even the third. Not till you crawl over here and you kiss my foot.
How about a cigarette?
Not a chance.
I'll pay for it.
What with?
50 gold sovereigns.
Where are they?
Up there in my case.
You show me.
What about that cigarette?
Throw them down there. Any more in the other case?
I should imagine so. It's a standard kit.
I'll have a look. Put your hand back in your pockets. Keep them there.
This old man.
Tanya, wake up. Wake up or I'll leave you behind. Oh, Tanya, wake up or I'll leave you behind. You hear me?
Don't leave me. Never leave me.
Tanya, this is Nash's escape route. Do you understand? We've got to get off here. Take this. Come on.
Must get to the other side of the train. Under here.
Thank you.
Come on. Come on, I'll leave you here.
Stay here with me.
Sleep it off in there. You'll feel better in the morning. Come on, wake up.
Straddle the truck.
I'll get them away from here. You hide under the truck.
I'd say one of their aircraft is missing.
Tanya? Here, take this and cast the rope off.
All right.
Where's the key?
Where's the key?
In my coat, in the pocket.
All right, get up. Move. In the boat. You swim? Here, take the wheel. This way, please. Mind the step. Just isn't your day, is it?
It's up! It's up!
Well,
Chaps. Hey, look at that locker, will you?
Charts, pistol, some flares.
Now give me those charts. Yes, we're here, near Istria. Well, we've got plenty of fuel. With a bit of luck, we should be done by tomorrow morning.
Three men were found dead on the train at Trieste. One of them was Grant. What have you to say in number five?
It was Gleb's choice. Her people failed.
It was your plan. They followed it implicitly.
Impossible. It was perfect.
Except for one thing. They were dealing with Bond.
Who is Bond? Compared with Kronstein.
Exactly. What have you to say to that, number three? Bond is still alive and the Lector is not yet in our possession. I had already negotiated with the Russians to return it to them. We've agreed a price. Inspector always delivers what it promises. Our whole organization depends on our keeping those promises. I warned you. We do not tolerate failure, number three. You know the penalty.
Yes. Number one.
Our rules are very simple. If you fail... Seconds. One day we must invent a faster working venom. Number three.
Yes.
I do not wish to have to tell the Russians that there will be another delay.
There will be no delay, number one. There's still time.
Which way are we going?
The shortest route, which is between those two mountains and straight along the coast.
The boat must be lighter. We can go
fast.
Hand
up that very pistol.
Keep your hands up, Mr. Bond. We're sending a boat along to take you off.
There's a saying in England, where there's smoke, there's fire.
Green, take your boat!
Yes. Oh, thanks. Tell him to wait, will you? And send up a porter for the luggage. Thank you. Avanti!
Permesso, signore.
Si, prego. And also, get me the British consul. Thank you. Yes. Oh, Mr. Maxwell, please. James Bond.
James, we will miss the plane, and we will...
Hello, Paul. Bond here. Just to tell you we're off in a few minutes, and I want to thank you for everything. And signal the office on our way back, will you? What was that? Here, leave that. I'll take it. Huh? Oh, no. Should be routine from here on in. Not so many times.
Hello, what was that you were saying? Hello, hello.
Clap.
James. There, hello.
Romano, the door. Romano! Take this. Woman.
Yes. She's had her kicks.
From Russia with love I fly.
Here you are, in case you ever need it again.
Oh, yes. All government property has to be accounted for. But as I said before, we won't always be working on the company's time, will we?
No.
I've traveled the world.
James, behave yourself. We are being filmed.
Oh, not again.
From Russia with love.
He was right, you know.
What is it?
I'll show you.
Faces and smile for a moment, but oh, you haunted me so. Still my tongue tied, young pride would not let my love for in case you'd say no. To Russia I flew, but there and then I suddenly knew. Again, my running around. fly to you from Russia with